You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner, he is Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there. And where the hell was Kyle Hamilton yesterday? Kind of as we were following all of you along the Twitterverse for the attendance report before we got off it, too. Noticed he wasn't there. And it was a big absence. Anything concerning going on with number 14?
Yeah, certainly. You know, to see him get hurt on I didn't see him get hurt, but for him to get hurt on Wednesday, you wondered if it was just a precautionary thing, and then for him to not show up on Thursday, definitely an ominous sign. Obviously, we'll have a better sense of his availability in about 25 minutes when practice starts, but you know, the last thing this defense needs is probably its most complete player and another guy who, assuming Roquan is a no-go on Sunday, would have worn the green dot. You can't afford to lose a guy like that. So, you know, Kyle has some pretty incredible healing properties. Don't know the severity of that groin injury. Obviously, we couldn't ask Zach Gore yesterday about it because those coordinators aren't supposed to talk about injuries. So it's possible, I suppose, that because of how smart he is, how quickly he can heal, that even if he doesn't show up to practice today, the Ravens could still, you know, have him available, have him up for that game Sunday. But, man, it would definitely be all signs pointing in the wrong direction if, like I said, you know, I go out there in 25 minutes and I do not see 14 out there on the field.
Jonas, if he can't go, who, how many players are going to have to come in there and try to fill that pretty big void for them? In the secondary, that's going to be minus Marlon, and it looks like Awuzie as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a bunch of Pro Bowlers who, frankly, haven't played like Pro Bowlers this year, who could be missing. Obviously, don't expect Roquan to be out there. Don't expect Marlon Humphrey to be out there. Still don't know what to think about Awuzie, just because that was a bit of a surprise. You know, obviously, with his injury history, I guess nothing should be a surprise. But they're going to have to, you know, get by with a pretty compromised spine in that defense. Just, you know, obviously, the Madubuike loss is something that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the season, but they're going to have two, you know, maybe three linebackers out there who I think have a combined six starts since December. Sanusi Kane obviously hasn't really played a whole lot this year. If he is the guy who's running stuff next to Malachi Starks, it's just a real, real awful situation. And I guess the only thing that you can kind of talk yourself into if you're a Ravens fan is that this Texans offense is nothing to write home about either. You know, they're near the bottom of the league in points per game, yards per game, you know, success rate. So I guess if you're Zach Gore, you're saying, like, all right, if we're going to have one game left on the schedule, they'll be enter with personnel limitations, make it be this one. But this is obviously a game that they can't really afford to mess around in. And they need to get out of week five with a win somehow.
Now, Jonas, obviously you're aware that you're there all the time, but a lot of comparisons or parallels in regards to some people, and Vinny's been calling for this, callers about Chuck Pagano being the Dean Pease of 2025 after the slow start defensively with Zach Gore, who was a freshman DC at the time. Like, where's Chuck Pagano? And Zach Gore did address that particular subject yesterday. And, I mean, are we asking too much of Chuck Pagano to come in here and kind of be the de facto defensive coordinator, and how much do he and Zach Gore really coordinate, no pun intended, prior to a game or during a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a collaborative process. Chuck Pagano was brought in because of his expertise and his familiarity with John Harbaugh, and I think as much as Zach is wearing this, I think Chuck Pagano has to as well. I mean, I think the past defense's woes are a little bit overstated just because of how much of those struggles were in week one, and how much of those week one struggles, you could say, were because, you know, John Harbaugh put Jaire Alexander in a position where he wasn't really set up to succeed. But, you know, it's not like any unit on this defense could really say that their assistant coach is, glowing in praise. So, obviously, if, and it's a big if, the Ravens decide to shake things up and these next 2 weeks go worst-case scenario and Harbaugh needs to make a change at the bye, then, yeah, I mean, I think obviously Pagano would be the most sensible pick, but I don't know how much he would change things because he already has a pretty big hand in how the Ravens are executing right now, and how they're executing right now is a not very satisfactory way of playing football. So we'll see. Zach put up a pretty happy-go-lucky front yesterday, talked glowingly about Chuck Pagano, gave him a happy birthday shout-out, so it doesn't really seem like there's any animus there, like there, might have been with some members of the Ravens staff, or how Dean Pease and his role was considered by outsiders to be the reason for the turnaround. But, it's a big game Sunday for a lot of guys, probably no one more than Zach Gore.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. It's Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday. Vinny's off today. Now, let's move to the offense. And, Lamar's not playing. Let's roll right with that. And, you would say that John criticized what was going on there with Todd Monken's offense a little bit. And Monken himself even addressed it yesterday. But how much do things change? I mean, obviously a lot. Minus Lamar, but to maximize, Jonas, in a long-winded way, what do you do to maximize Cooper Rush's strengths against this Houston defense that is pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you watch any of the Bear, Bob, but I think this is a game where you go full chaos menu. You just throw everything, see what sticks. I think you do Derrick Henry as a Wildcat quarterback. I think you, put Devontae Walker in positions where he can have the ball in space. The interesting thing about Cooper Rush, Bob, is like he gets rid of the ball super, super quick. Like his average time to throw faster than Joe Burrow's, faster than Tua Tagovailoa's, but he's not afraid to pump it downfield either. So you have this guy who I think necessarily puts the ball in harm's way. I think we all remember that kind of bad back shoulder attempt in that first preseason game against the Colts where, he has a 1-on-1, he throws it up there, and it ends up ending in the hands of the Colts DB, I think, on the first throw of his Ravens preseason career. So he's not afraid. I think he's pretty different from Tyler Huntley in that he is not afraid to put the ball into tight windows, which obviously Lamar definitely looks to avoid. So it's going to be, I think, if the Ravens can get some decent protection up front, then there's a possibility that this passing offense could have a really nice day. Obviously, with no Lamar, I think the expectations should be pretty low for what this run game can do. But I'm always excited to see just what the kind of, what the passing game looks like without Lamar, with a guy who's maybe a little bit more conventional in how he goes from, one to two to three in his reads.
You mentioned the run game, Jonas, and I'll ask the question that you probably heard, and we've been getting a lot here this week on the show. Where the hell's Keaton Mitchell? Could we possibly see him on the field Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a game where pretty much everyone that Ravens fans want to see, they probably will. Like, you know, with this many guys dealing with injuries, but not all of them requiring IR stints, then there are going to be a lot of big names on that inactive list, and you only have 53 players on this active roster. So I think Keaton Mitchell could be a guy who contributes. I think Jair Alexander could be a guy who gets called up, even if he's not necessarily starting, you know, as the nickelback or the dimeback. So, you know, I think Keaton Mitchell is on that chaos menu as well. You know, you want a guy who can stretch this Texans defense laterally. You want to get him involved in a screen game to maybe take advantage of just how quickly that Texans pass rush likes to get upfield. So I think, you know, based on some of the praise that we've heard for Keaton Mitchell doing special teams work in practice this week, that's a good sign for me that things are pointing upward, that he can contribute in ways beyond just as a change of pace back and as a kickoff returner. So I'm hopeful that he can make a season debut in week 5, finally.
Jonas, Ravens getting 2.5. Last thing for you, how do you see it playing out Sunday, 1 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium?
Yeah, I forget my exact prediction. It's up on thebanner.com right now, but I think I had the Texans winning this something like 21-16. I just, you know, like, I'm excited to see what this offense could do with Cooper Rush, just out of sheer morbid curiosity. But I think this Texans offense might be a little bit better than we've been giving them credit for. That like their first three defenses they played were defenses that now are, you know, top 10 in the NFL and in overall efficiency. And so you put that together, you know, Texans maybe finding some good news with Woody Marks. Obviously, Nico Collins is a game changer. CJ Stroud, there's still a good quarterback in there, I believe. And you put all that together with a Ravens defense that before they got banged up couldn't really stop anyone. I just think that the Texans will be able to eke this out.
Way to keep that positivity rolling. Oh, real quick, what do you think of the Turtles tomorrow getting 6.5 against the Huskies?
Yeah, I was texting with a friend. We're making plans to watch the game, which is not something that you usually expected to do if you're a Maryland football observer in October because of how quickly things can spiral. But they've got to find a way to win a game coming out of a bye, finally. If they do, then we could be talking about the whatever that stadium in College Park is called now.
CQ.
CQ finally selling out. I'm a little bit sick of seeing 30,000, 35,000 seat attendances every single week in the fall.
Yeah, most of them the opposing team. He's Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it. Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what's happening in the world of sports. Orioles history-wise, one of the most magical moments, maybe the most magical moment in the history of the stadium, took place on this date. That Keith Kavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. We'll talk about Maryland, Washington tomorrow. Get an update on Buzz Williams basketball recruiting, because basketball season starts for the men a month from.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nola McGraw, rocking and rolling here. George Harrison, by the way, is our artist, as chosen by you, the people. And we'll mix in some Beatles that he sings. So send your request and all on the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-10057. Last night, well, we did our picks for this Thursday night game, and it goes into overtime, and it was the 49ers 26-23 over the Rams. Rams were in a position to kick the tying field goal in overtime. Sean McVay decided to run it with Kyron Williams, and he got stoned, put the ball on the ground. And that was it. Mac Jones, 33 of 49, 342, a couple of touchdown passes. As he stepped in for the injured Brock Purdy, did nicely. Thank you very much. They were 8.5-point underdogs. Were the 49ers on the road against the Rams? Now, the Rams come to Baltimore next week, taking on the Ravens. And if you're asking me this question 24 hours ago, who's going to win, Baltimore or L.A., even with Lamar, I'm taking the Rams. Not buying it anymore. But Mac Jones, nobody saw that one coming, so congratulations to them. As we've had our, Nolan, our first upset of the NFL week number 5 here. And we were all across the board. Rams with those ugly-ass uniforms in there.
You know, finish aside last night, big story in this one's got to be Mac Jones. I mean, made 3 starts now in place of an injured Brock Purdy. Don't know what his status is going to be long-term, but, I mean, what a gift. What a gift. I mean, why does the 49ers always end up... Purdy was that guy to begin with.
Yeah.
He was the late-round pick, the backup. The
last pick of the draft.
Right. That comes out of nowhere and is all of a sudden looks like a franchise quarterback. And then you get a revitalized Mac Jones all of a sudden. Why do they keep getting bailed out?
Yeah, maybe it's kind of the schemes, game planning, things like that. But Mac Jones was, what, first-round draft pick. Kind of did the nomad thing since his rookie year with the Patriots. But big win for them, so congratulations for handling their business. Now, the baseball playoffs, we are now moving on to the next phase of the postseason, and it's going to be fun tomorrow, but Yankees close out the Red Sox. Sport is it. We'll talk more about this when Ryan Ripken joins us at noon and Steve Molesky at 12:30. Schlettler, the rookie Cam, who Nolan's kind of been down on because of all that all that hubbub.
Not anymore.
Innings pitched. What, four hits, 12 Ks? Five hits, excuse me. I mean, Aaron Boone's a guy that gives you the old hider hook. But Cam Schlettler, he could be a problem for Oriole fans for the next many seasons.
You're going to be a big problem. That was a ballsy performance last night. To go that deep, be that in control as a rookie in a win-or-go-home game in front of that crazy crowd, which if he was not on his game, they would have ripped him in a heartbeat, would have been all over him today in the moment. Oh, my God. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, and no doubt. And the kid for the Red Sox looks like a keeper as well, the Kelly, the lefty, as he was dealing. I mean, they scored four runs in a fourth, and you know, there was the boot at first. Second baseman probably shouldn't have tried to slide kick soccer style, maybe make a head-first dive for the ball, but they got shut out, so there is that. Tigers finish off the Guardians 6-3. Dirk Dingler, he hits a home run. Perez drives it too. Jack Flaherty was the starting pitcher for the Tigers in that game. It's Cleveland, the only team to lose at home in the wild card round. So Detroit advances. We'll give you the matchups here in a second. And it was the Cubs 3-1 over the Padres. Bush goes deep. Pecro Armstrong 3-for-4 with a ribby. Andrew Kittredge got the save. But the controversy here, Nolan, is in the ninth inning. Xander Bogaerts got called out on ball four. And the umpires will be in the robots next year. And this would have been an absolute challenge play. But, yeah, they got hosed. Jackson Merrill went deep, local kid, to provide the only run. But instead of bases loaded, nobody out, it was first and second, one out. And, you know, the Padres couldn't scrape. And what I love about the robot umps, and we'll get your opinion real quick, it takes the human element away from balls and strikes. No, the human element, ground ball to second, he boots it. Or fly ball to center, hits off the heel. Or you overthrow a cutoff, man, that's a human element. A strike's a strike. A ball's a ball. This isn't a human element thing, it's the rules. It's not up to the interpretation any longer of what the umpire thinks is a ball or a strike and getting duped by the catcher. You know what I mean? Who's framing pitches. Because that thing, DJ Rayburn, you sucked and you offer an apology to the Padres right now for not the reason they lost, but it was a major reason that a major uprising was thwarted.
Yeah, in the biggest moment.
Yeah.
Because there's no time to recover from that. And I, in the past, I've been one of those people that's thrown out that cliche phrase of you got to play so well that the umpire's calls or the ref's calls don't hurt you. You know, control what you can control. But in that moment last night, what do you want him to do? You're expecting the right call in the biggest moment of the game, and it didn't happen. I was telling you about this before the show, and those out there listening, if you didn't see it, look it up. Video going around with the way Wrigley Field is constructed, the umpires have to go through, I guess, the visiting dugout to get down to their locker room.
Nice.
So they're walking off the field, going down the steps, and a bench coach, it looks like, or a player wearing a hoodie, I can't tell, starts going at these guys. And not just, yeah, I mean, he's getting in their face. Like, he looks like he's ready to swing. A couple players come up behind him. They're pointing, they're yelling obscenities at these guys. It was like the Padres were reacting like fans. Crazy scene.
Yeah, well, because their season ended.
Well, yeah.
Hey, maybe it was the Padre himself. You talk about a hoodie. Maybe it was
the Friar.
Friar Tuck or whatever his name is. But anyway, things move on. Cubs and Brewers tomorrow at 2:05. This could be an interesting series because the Brewers, they stack these division championships. They can't get deep into the postseason. Yankees and Blue Jays, that's coming up tomorrow at 4:08. Bo Bichette's day-to-day. Okay. Dodgers and Phillies, this one's going to be a fun one. Otani against Sanchez, 6:38. I love these exact times here. And then the Tigers at the Mariners at Seattle. I mean, they're here. They earned it. They bash as well as anyone as they take on Detroit, who at the All-Star break had the best record in all of baseball. So that's that. All right, this day in sports history on the Whip. Real quick, it's October 3rd. 1976, Memorial Stadium, Baltimore, the Colts, that's right. They were a thing. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their inaugural season. Burt Jones throws two touchdown passes. Rosie Leakes rushes for two. Sack Pack gets the insert quarterback here. Steve Spurrier took the brunt of him eight times, 42-17. And then 11 years ago today, Nolan, maybe the most magical moment of them all at Camden Yards took place.
And everybody knows he's ready to fire on the first one. Bases loaded. Young swings. Line drive. That is down. And to the wall. Cruz is in. Pierce is in. Hardy around third. He's going to try to score. And safe. The Orioles have the lead.
Whoop, whoop. TBS, so they call it. Delmon Young, pinch hit, bases clearing, double. Puts the Orioles up 7-6 as they go up 2-0. Justin Verlander started that game for the Tigers. Wei-Yin Chen got rocked, but Kevin Gausman came in and stemmed the tide until the Orioles took the lead. Nick Markakis hit a two-run homer early in that game. Birds go up 2-0 and would sweep them over the weekend as David Price lost to Bud Norris. Nelson Cruz hit a home run. Oppo down the line. But Nolan, as a young guy, I've never experienced a World Series. I'm guessing that's about as awesome as Oriole baseball could get for a youngster like yourself.
Oh, yeah. It was a Friday. Noon, first pitch. I was skipping class in college to watch that game.
Nice.
No chance I was going to miss that.
We don't need no brains over here.
Well, look where I ended up. It all worked out.
Yeah, I'm going to have a talk with you. Hey, I'm right across from you, but by the way, we'll talk about that. When we come back, however, Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, he's smart. He's going to break down Maryland and Washington, talk about the recruiting aspect for Buzz Williams a month away from the tip-off of the 2025-26 season. And then we'll go to the Funhouse. Then we're ripping it with Ryan at noon, talk more about these baseball playoffs, talk more about the Ravens. Hey, nobody fears the Ravens defense anymore. And if you look at the stats, why?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Would they? Here to talk about that, basketball recruiting and all that fun stuff from TerrapinTimes.com. Window Nation guest hotline brings us Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, good morning. How you feeling?
Bobby, how are you? Beautiful day. And good segue into hoops real quick.
Yes.
Today, arriving on campus for his official visit is the number 7th-ranked center in the country, 4-star Tristan Reed out of Missouri, 6'9", 230, a 7'3" wingspan, kind of like you. He's down to Maryland, Ohio State, Michigan State. This is his final official visit. Hopefully they show him a good show, a great weekend. But he runs the floor, great post game at both ends, polished game, high motor kind of guy. Very long and powerful. So you get him on campus. As we know, two verbals already, Austin Brown, the 4-star wing from Texas, and then Adama Tambadou, the 6'7" power forward from Connecticut, both 4-star top 100 guys. However,
yes,
on the point guard, and we'll wrap this up with a bow, on the point guard situation, they slow played Trey Beamer, who we've discussed before, on his official visit, didn't push for a commit. He will commit tonight at 6 p.m. between Maryland, BC, and others. I think BC is the leader right now. And while they slow played him, they missed on Ant Brown to Vandy. He saw more chance for early playing time, the other point guard. He's from D.C., Archbishop Carroll. So, hoping to get another four, then hopefully get Babu Oladodun, the number one player in the country. He's out of Blake High School in Montgomery County. He's already visited. So with that, we can segue into football. But quick hoops notes for the big visitor this weekend.
Yeah, a month from tip-off. But to close, hoops, Junior County to UConn, what happened there? Because I know Buzz put a lot of legwork into that one.
Yeah, I mean, UConn's got a lot more NIL riches, and obviously they're a blue blood right now. Maryland's got a pretty loaded, sadly, Rakees Passmore, as you know, tore his Achilles
right
this past week. Sophomore guard from Kansas who played in every game last year out there. He was a rotational piece, but you look at a crowded kind of young backcourt, so it's going to be hard maybe pulling a guard, point guard this year. And other guards, because they kind of got youth and those portal guys they got. So, yeah, County is off the board. They are still involved with Latrell Almond, the 6'8 power forward out of Virginia, and he'll be visiting Maryland. Indiana seem to be the leaders there, so we'll see.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, but let's get into that big game tomorrow, CQ Stadium.
Yeah.
Maryland getting 6.5 against Washington. And we saw the Huskies get stoned offensively by Ohio State, the number one team in the country. But in their other matchups, all wins, 3-1 are the Washington team. They run the ball really well, and that quarterback could be a problem for which been so far, Keith, a very good Maryland defense.
Well, Bob, let's not forget that Ohio State game last week with them was 14-6 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they were hanging, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was they just ran out of gas as the defenders got hurt. It was a 7-point game at the half. Yes. Damon Williams is kind of a Russell Williams type. 5'10", dual threat. They run that spread zone. He's completing 76% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. They have a 1,000-yard running back in Jonah Coleman. They have a pro receiver in Denzel Boston. Their defensive line, I don't see Maryland running the ball very well. They're going to have to contain the explosive plays on the perimeter, and Malik's going to have to hit some deep intermediate and deep balls. Their secondary has been a little wobbly. Washington, they do play that funky they play that funky 5-1-5 stack. Remember, wasn't it Wake Forest who used to run the stack back in our ACC days?
Oh, the Al Groh years or whatever it was?
No, Wake, what's his name? Al Groh was over Virginia, but the 5-1-5 stack, maybe it was Caldwell. So unconventional defense, but this is a team averaging 43 points a game, and you saw what they did to Washington State. Only the first time they've played here, and Bob, only the second time. The first time was at Aloha Bowl down in Hawaii. You and I were at that game, right? In puka shells.
Me and Marsha Brady. We found that thing.
Here's the bottom line. After four fluff games, and Bob, Towson could probably beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin was that bad. I had a pro scout who watched that game. He said, there's not a single pro in Wisconsin. Now, when have you ever heard that? Once Billy got hurt, that game was over. Their backup quarterback and all three units stunk. So has Maryland had a true barometer test game yet? No. Will that happen tomorrow? Yes. It should have 40,000 plus. 75th anniversary of Bird or CQ or Maryland Stadium, whatever they're calling it these days. But they've got to clean up those seven drops, Bob. The drops now have become the new penalties for Maryland. Seven drops in that Wisconsin game. And then the only other bad news was Dede Holmes crashing his car into the Looney's cement parking lot and getting pinged. Now, he was a heralded guy coming out of Gonzaga, four-star, went to Florida State, didn't work out, probably be suspended for a game or so. But in four games, he only had three tackles. He was a reserve guy. So they got to bring it. Somehow establish the run game and get some play action, though the run game has stalled against a lot of opponents this year. But Washington is a very formidable opponent. Hopefully you catch them on the jet lag or whatever. Catch them early, like the Terps did to Cal back in the day under Ralph. But this will be the first true test. And if they win, that'll be, what, just the 20th time in program history they've gotten off to a 5-0 start. But, Bob,
yes,
we talked about you win here and you get attention. Malik Washington just signed NIL deals with both Pepsi and Lido's. Okay, Malik Washington and Stewart are both being heralded as two of the top freshmen, if not top freshmen at the positions in the country. So you're starting to get a lot of accolades. The guys are playing with a lot of confidence. They had the bye week. The other bugaboo, since taking over in 19, locks his 0-7 after the bye week. So he changed things up this past bye week to try to keep them mentally engaged and not gas them too much in workouts. So this will be a great, great test, and we'll see, because Nebraska at home and UCLA, the next two, UCLA, Towson's JV could beat UCLA right now if they had a JV team, or maybe their club team. So fortunately, you know, the schedule's breaking their way. After this Stern test tomorrow, they got two other winnable games. Nebraska's here, UCLA, and then, you know, the Michigans and whatnot, Illinois and Indiana's of the world will be tougher. So a lot of good news. No new injuries of any note beyond, you know, game one. So we'll see what they can do tomorrow.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, as always, appreciate the time, the information. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Oh, and Bob, yes, don't forget, I know you love the ladies on the court and off, so the Terp women, pick number two.
Man with the ladies, as they say.
Pick number two in the Big Ten preseason yesterday, and they just got a 6'5 center from England, Ava Grace Yabilla, who is more of a developmental type, but always good to get a 6'5 big on a team that is devoid of bigs presently. So that's how we cap the weekend. Your favorite subject, the ladies.
All right, Keith Cavanaugh, have a great weekend.
See you, my brother.
There he is, Keith, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Rod Rip going to be joining us 12 o'clock hour. We rip it with him, get his thoughts on the Ravens getting 2.5 against the Texans. We'll give you, hopefully, an attendance report out at One Winning Drive, see if Kyle Hamilton's back on the field. Talking to Jody Schaefer early in the hour, it does not look promising. Ron Ripken's going to be joining us in the 12 o'clock hour. Talk Ravens and Orioles and Major League Baseball playoffs with him. Talk Orioles with Steve Molesky coming up at 12:30, but I'm looking here, Nolan, on the interweb, see if there's an attendance report for the Ravens, and nothing as of yet. And if Kyle Hamilton with a groin is playing, maybe it's more important that he's on the field, because with Roquan Smith out, he's going to kind of be the main communicator for them defensively. If he can't go, where are we rolling with this one?
Yeah, no, I was listening to some of Zach Orr's comments yesterday, and he doesn't seem too worried about it. And I thought the point he made was actually a pretty decent one. He said, well, you know, Kyle Hamilton and Roquan Smith don't play in the preseason, so we got green dot guys there. And all throughout the week during practice, you know, other guys have the opportunity to use the green dot. So it's not like they're flying blind on Sunday. But obviously, it goes without saying, the strength of a Kyle Hamilton and a Roquan Smith is not just in their performance on the field, but their ability to communicate that, get other people in the right spot, Roquan in particular. So, yeah, Kyle Hamilton, a nice backup to that. But I think your point still stands. I mean, is that going to be the reason that they lose on Sunday? No. But it is just another concern on top of what is a long list of concerns already.
Yeah, and the lack of pass rush has been something that's been addressed multiple times. And zero sacks from Owe, Ajabo, Mike Green. That's not a good look. And here we are going into week five. Justin Madubuike is tied for the team lead with two, and he hasn't played since week two. And Tavius Robinson. Hey, you get five sacks, six sacks out of Tavius Robinson. That's like getting 10 home runs from your slappy shortstop. Hey, that's awesome. Adding to the equation. He plays hard, and he can set the edge. But you're not hoping for him to be your Terrell Suggs. Now, Kyle Van Noy looks like he'll be ready to go, but at what level? Because it's not exactly like, well, he was playing well before he got hurt, but 12 and a half sacks was always a tall ask, in my opinion, to begin with. But David Ajabo in a make-or-break year for him financially, not playing up to expectations. But then again, as you said, there are a lot of guys on that side of the ball that fall into that category right now.
Right, but with Ajabo, I mean, we kind of expected it. You know, he probably shouldn't have even made the team in the first place if Adisa Isaac was healthy and capable, because he outperformed him in the preseason. I mean, it's been multiple years. He's had plenty of opportunities. Sure, you can talk about the injury stuff, but they knew that when they drafted him, that was built in, and they were willing to work with him and have that red shirt year. I mean, the fact that he even played at all at the end of that rookie season and actually recorded a sack gave everyone even more excitement for what he could be the following year, and it just never got off the ground. I mean, outside of that one sack as a rookie where he brought down Joe Burrow.
Yeah, strip sack, too.
I can't think of another David Ajabo moment. Most of the time he's out there, you don't even realize it. And always in the same category, but you need a lot more out of him because at least he's been on the field. And in the past, even if the sacks weren't there with Owe, he's been a guy, all right, bat passes down, force a fumble, scoop it up, just be in position to make the play. He's going back into that slump by his standards where you forget he's on the field.
Yep. And remember, it was David Ajabo. Ravens got a steal, getting him in the second round. Said the same thing about Mike Green. Steal, getting him in the second round. Now, the Mike Green story is certainly not done yet. And, you know, and as Vinny pointed out during his film study earlier in the week, it looked like he was, you know, looking like a guy that's trying to get it a little bit. But I think the David Ajabo experiment, unfortunately, might be coming to an end. And look, this was a guy that had one really good year at Michigan with Aiden Hutchinson on the other side of the line. And Aiden Hutchinson has translated that, second pick in the draft, to being a stud in Detroit. I mean, even now he's starting to get back to Hutchinson after that broken leg last year. David Ajabo, it's not happening. Not even looking good in training camp in one-on-ones,
no.
Apparently.
A complete whiff. And in the case of Owe, who's, again, even more disappointing for him because, you know, he's playing for a contract here. I mean, pretty easy decision right now for the Ravens. Just let him walk. I mean, after last year, maybe you could start to convince us that there could be a debate to be had about, 10 sacks could be his breakout. This is who he truly is. It just took him a couple of years to grow into it. Wouldn't be the first case of a Ravens pass rusher having that career path. But if he reverts back into that 3-5 sack territory this year, easy decision. Let him walk.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the baseball playoffs. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. You want to complain about the Ravens? Well, there's a lot to complain about. Now, on top of being bad in a lot of instances, they're hurt. And no Lamar Jackson coming up on Sunday as the Ravens are getting 2.5. You want to talk about the baseball playoffs. And boy, we're going to revisit the Mike Elias press conference too from a couple of days ago. As the search for a new manager has begun. Do you need experience? I mean, just look at the guys, the list of experienced air quotes managers out there. Well, there's a reason they're unemployed as well. I'll look at it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.